From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Tuesday, February 24th at 8:56, and we have our very own Todd Gleason once again on the line. Good morning again, Todd.
Hey, good morning to you, Kimberly. Glad to be with you today. Quiet trade in Chicago. There's good news in that, actually. I'll tell you about that in a moment. The March corn is just 3/4 of a cent higher at 4.28 1/4. May down 1/4 at 4.40, and December at 4.64, 1/2 of a cent lower. March soybeans at 11.39 3/4. That's up about 5 cents. The May 5.5 higher at 11.55, and new crop November beans at $11.19 1/4. Up 2 cents. Bean meal, 0.5 cent higher at 50 cents higher at 309.30. And the bean oil for the day at 59.92. That's up 53 cents. The reason the quiet trade is good this week for producers and those who are going to buy crop insurance is that the last 5 trading days of the month of February helped to set the volatility factor related to crop insurance premiums. And the quieter the trade, the lower the premiums will be when they go to buy them in the month of March. Wheat futures 0.25 cent higher at 5.69 3/4 now in the soft red, and the hard red March at 5.57 1/2. That's down 2.5 cents for the day. The live cattle futures in Chicago are trading at $238.72 1/2 cents per 100 pounds. That's down 52 1/2 cents. Feeders at 360.45, 90 cents lower, and lean hogs at $94.80. That's up a dollar and a dime. If you're thinking about how that works into the grocery store, this is the back-end price. $94.82 1/2 cents is actually, what, 94, about 95 cents a pound for pork on the wholesale side. That's what the producer is getting for that pork before it's ever slaughtered and made into pork chops and loins and ground pork and all of those wonderful things as well. A couple of things about next week. The All Day Ag Outlook is coming up. That's Tuesday, March the 3rd, a week from today. You can still buy your tickets through Friday. They're $40. They go up after that, so don't wait. Pick your tickets up now. You can do that at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu or willag.org. It's actually a busy end of the winter meeting season week for me. I'll be emceeing the Landowners Conference on campus on Monday. Of course, the All Day Ag Outlook is Tuesday. Wednesday, I'll be in Washington at the Midwest Covers and Grains Conference. That's outside of Peoria, Illinois. And the Farm Doc team will host a webinar on Thursday of next week with its finalized crop insurance projections. A couple of other items from the marketplace. Crude oil today, 21 cents higher at $66.51. Diesel fuel at $2.54 a gallon, about 2 cents higher, and gasoline just about unchanged at $2.24 3/10 of a cent. That's for the wholesale price there as well. The S&P 500, 25 points higher. The NASDAQ up 180 points, and the Dow is about 399 points higher at $49,248 at this hour. Kimberly, back to you.
Thanks so much, Todd. Good to talk to you again. Have a good rest of your day. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy and windy, a high of 42 degrees, south wind gusting to 40 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 27 degrees, southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And tomorrow, sunny with a high of 44 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.